You're listening to The Week That Was from my daily radio program. For access to the entire show, including all the interviews that we do and other podcasts that we create, sign up to be a Jungle Insider at jimrome.com.
Off a big New York City turnaround.
Happy belated birthday from your friend Toby in Houston.
It's a tremendous Monday to you. What's going on? Welcome to the program. Crazy, crazy weekend in the NFL. You know, generally by the sixth week of the NFL season, should have a pretty good idea of who's good, who's bad, who matters, and who ought to just give up right now. But not this year. The only thing that you can know is that every week, somebody's going to get injured. There's no sugarcoating this one. Seeing Aaron Rodgers go down and out with that broken collarbone is terrible. You see one big name after another go down. Better put Tom Brady in bubble wrap and only break him out for the games. Looks like the NFL has hit the bottom of the well when it comes to finding quality starters this season. Signed Baby Jessica. Stand down, Kooks.
A three-run walk-off home run for Justin.
What the hell was John Lackey doing in that game? What was John Lackey doing in that game? And one more bonus question. Where was Wade Davis?
Rolling, leave Lackey alone. Bastards are lucky he even came in to pitch for you.
Scott Brooks.
I was reluctant to do it. I didn't feel like doing it, but I'm glad I did it. Give the NBA TV they are so good and on point on everything they do, and I love it.
You're this one gal, hardcore Patriot fan. In a crowded airport, out loud in a bar, and 100% unapologetic. Like, mind your own business. What are you looking at? It's a turn and burn mission, and it's awesome. I absolutely love it. However, there's a couple of dots that I'm trying to connect. Did I or did I not see Brock Osweiler get into an NFL game last night?
Osweiler fakes the
like, gift. I think I did.
What?
The Jungle is going to television. Finally, after all this time, we're going to televise this program. This show is going to be televised live 3 hours a day from a new studio on CBS Sports Network. And that's going to start on January 2nd. Clone, sincerely, all joking aside, thank you for everything. I love you. I would not have any of this without you. Hell yes. Of course, this simulcast TV show is about you clones. The power of the clone nation.
My buddy's name is Jim Rome.
Dino Babers.
Jim, I was with you at the beginning at 6:90 a.m., okay? So I'm with you from day one all the way to the end, brother. And that's what we're looking for inside our La Familia, our family, our Ohio.
Jim Crirey needs to know that Joe Crowder, F. Chuck Burke.
Alvin, that sounded to me like a double manual buzzer. Is that what that was? Exactly. The studio. Time to die. You just have to get to January 2nd.
It will die.
I die every day. A
couple of months.
Gordon Hayward landed awkwardly. We have Celtics with their hands
goes
on their
to show
head.
How fragile and how fleeting this whole thing is. I guarantee Gordon Hayward did everything he possibly could to get himself ready for this critical season.
Everybody
and 5 minutes into the season, the whole thing gets blown up. Ryan in Maine.
I physically could not get out of bed this morning, and therefore I had to call out of work. And I don't know if I'm making it the rest of the week, Jim.
Hey, Ryan, you legitimately didn't go to work after you saw that? I mean, did that hit you that hard?
No doubt in my mind, Jim.
Johnny Gomes is my guest. Tell you what, man, they got a special place in hell for people like that.
Yeah, that's exactly right, man. I'm, you know, some freaking jack wagon wants to walk into the house. I get this fake firefighter and just start taking TVs. So it'll go back to them, though. Those are the people that get hit by a bus, so they can suck on it.
1-1000. 2-1000.
Step your game
3
up.
Mississippi.
That's
4
it.
Mississippi. Oh, no, Phil Collins! 5 minutes later, we got some Phil Collins. He is Jeff Passan.
It's about the smack. It's not about the people he knows. It's not about the lengths to which he's willing to go. It's about the words. It's always been about the words. It's always going to be about the words.
Twitter. That same judging got you third place, Jeff. Suck it up.
I just love that there's real time. It's just fun being a part of this match.
I'm going to come visit you, and we're going to go to lunch, and we're going to get some dimples put in our chins, okay?
Bro, was that your attempt at saying that we're going to get plastic surgery? Jarrell Casey is my guest. So what's it mean to represent Paulie, and how much pride do you take in that program?
Oh, man, it means everything. You know, I love SC. SC was everything for me, but number one to me is being at Long Beach Poly.
I wanted to let people know that the rumors of my demise are greatly exaggerated. I carry the smack hammer heavy, and I'm coming for all the legends.
As much as this hurts me to do it, it's going to hurt you even more. Jeff, my man, damn.
The guy's obviously going through some stuff. He's got a daughter on the way. He's about to get married soon. You need to cut the guy a break.
Like, you really believe that, right?
Give the guy some slack.
All right, you know what? Now that you put it that way, listen.
Take his golden ticket back. Hey, Jeff, cry about that. Rip it good.
Tequila Spikes.
We have a good run going on. I remember the very first time we talked.
I'm not done.
One, two, three.
Nothing inspirational I could possibly say.
Tristan, I will let Sanchez host my show for a day if that happens.
Outro.
Judge a lantern. Trust the law.
War M-Pan.
We're both still standing in the 15th round. How about that?
Bazinga.
Buffalo Bills.
And the bye week.
There it is. January 2nd.
Good night.